One other thing about this issue of de-escalating therapy, and I didn't realize Ian was telling me now there's actually a trial that's looking at it, but I've been hearing people, particularly from Dana-Farber, talking about neoadjuvant paclitaxel trastuzumab pertuzumab. So substituting paclitaxel for TC as part of the TCH, which of course they had done as an adjuvant therapy. But what do you think about that as a strategy right now in the neoadjuvant setting?
I would love to see a comparative trial of that THP or PHP, if you will, versus TCHP. We don't, you know, the APT trial was elegant and the data compelling for our lower risk patients. I think it's an important regimen that we should be utilizing in our lower risk patients, but we have to keep in mind it was a single arm phase 2 trial. It was non-comparative. So if you have any question about a patient's risk, I think we need to be using a regimen based on phase 3 level 1 evidence. So I would love to see a comparison of paclitaxel, trastuzumab, pertuzumab to TCHP. I think that would be really great for patients. I think paclitaxel is probably better tolerated. There's going to be definitely less diarrhea and probably less cytopenias and febrile neutropenia than TCHP. But the synergy and clinical benefits associated with TCHP are more supported by larger clinical trials. So I'd love to see a trial of that.
So it sounds like you're not too enthusiastic right now about doing it outside a trial setting.
Yes, perhaps in a lower risk patient or an older patient, somebody with comorbidities, I would feel comfortable utilizing that. But I wouldn't use that for somebody who's node positive or a larger HER2 positive breast cancer in the neoadjuvant setting. I want to give them the best chance of having a path CR prior to surgery.